come sit around the kitchen table and let's talk metaphysics. I'm here today with my psychic friend, Brett Kenyon, and we're just going to get into it, and we're going to talk about all the things that we've been talking about off camera, on camera.
Hi, guys.
Now, I know you don't love the label.
Yeah, I think
I'm the same way.
I say it sometimes, psychic medium, but then I have days where I'm like, I don't feel so grounded in my gift, and I doubt it, even though I know I have it because there's been so many readings and proof and stuff, but
right.
I think it's scary putting labels on yourself 100%. Sometimes, but I know you don't like to be called a Reiki healer,
yeah.
But you are, like, when I've gotten Reiki from you, it's like the most amazing experience.
Right. I've had people who I've given distant Reiki to, they were like, whoa, I need to slow down. Like, I can feel it, it's too intense. And then I go back to, like, I don't like to call myself a healer. And as soon as I got away from that label, I thought I got away from it. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to call myself a healer. And then I was in Denver one night and someone came up to me and was like, hey, I need you to give Reiki to this person. And I didn't know who it was. And I walked up to them. I was leaving a concert, a Wu-Tang Clan concert with GZA. And I left, I walked back in, and I walked up to the person, and I was like, hey, how are you? What's your name? And they looked at me like I was crazy because it was one of the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, and his name was Killa Priest. And he was like, Killa Priest? And I was like, oh my God, how do I correct this immediately? I said, no, what's the name your mama gave you? And he was like, well, I'm not going to tell you that. And, you know, because it's like their whole persona.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so your label is this. And then I asked him what kind of necklace he was wearing because I just felt like this, like, deep Egyptian ancestral energy from him, even though he's, like, he looks like he would be a pharaoh. Like, he's a huge, big black man that just looks like he's going to be covered in gold chains and silk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you have something that's, like, maternal and ancestral and Egyptian? And he pulls out his necklace and it's Isis, the Egyptian goddess of magic. And he was like, oh my God, you're healer. That's your name. Your name is healer. And I was like, I just said that I didn't want a label and that I didn't want to be, you know, labeled as a healer because I don't feel like I'm healing people. I feel like I'm giving them the tools to do the healing themselves. Mm. So maybe that's why you feel the same way with the label because you're like, well, maybe I'm, even though you know what you're picking up is, like, verifiable.
Yeah.
That it's like, well, maybe I'm not. Maybe it's not this.
I think what it is the fear of the label. Like, if you are that, people think that's all you are when there's so much more to you. You don't want to be boxed into something. But also, I think maybe you have fear of, like, what if the work I'm doing doesn't resonate with them and they think I'm a fraud.
And the rejection is so
bad. Because there's so many people out, there's so many believers, but there's so many people who don't believe.
Yeah.
But I've experienced your Reiki and it really, like, I was crying during it. Like, I was releasing so many emotions.
I remember pulling, it felt like a root that I was pulling from your, like, heart and your chest area. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were working on, was, like, a past relationship that had, like, hardened your heart in certain ways. And
but you're so good at it, so that's why I'm just like, you should own it. You should own it and just embrace it. We both need to own it. And like, it doesn't, labels don't have to define us.
Exactly.
But it's okay
to have a label. Right. I feel like there's, like, this deep fear that is rooted in us that we've seen, well, one from past lives where we've seen and experienced our own persecution for being, you know, if you were an herbalist, you were thought to be a witch and they would just burn you, kill you, drown you, whatever, you know. And it was very much like, all right, we're going to tie these bricks to your feet. And if you swim, you're a witch. And if you drown, you're a witch, you know. So it's like, well, you're fucked either way. They've already decided that you're going to be persecuted for it. So I feel like that this
past life trauma.
This past life trauma and this modern day persecution of anybody that's psychic or has gifts weighs me down. Because you can be just like, I mean, I know I'm jumping ahead, but like the video that you just posted or the video that got posted of you when you were just taking a walk.
Right, yeah.
And all the comments are like, oh, he's a psychic, but he didn't know this was so-and-so's house.
Yeah. Comments in support, and there's always a lot of comments not in support. That's like everything on social media.
100%.
But like, I was just going for a walk in my neighborhood. I live below Holmby Hills, and so I typically like to go on a walk through the park and then up to like the Playboy Mansion. And then now, more recently, probably in the last year, I learned that it was P. Diddy's house. And so I was walking there the day after everything went down with his house getting raided. And there was a couple TikTokers outside going through his trash. And I was like, oh, it's so...
Which is a whole nother story.
But I was like, it's so funny seeing people here because usually it's so quiet. There's no one on the street. That's why I walk it. It's so quiet. Right. Once in a while you get a Hollywood tour van going through. But
it's a very tucked back part of the neighborhood.
Yes.
Like you don't go in there unless you know to go in there, or you don't walk in there unless you live in the neighborhood.
Right. And I just said to him like something about, oh yeah, like I'm a psychic medium. And I started talking about, I've always felt weird in front of this house,
right.
And then now it's making sense, why? And so he started talking to me, and he was recording. I didn't realize it at first, and then I realized it. But I didn't know who this guy was, some TikToker, and like I think the video has like 8 million views or something like that.
What?
Something crazy.
Oh my God.
I could have made that up, but it was at least...
I know when I saw it, it had over 100,000, and that was like 20 minutes after.
Yeah. And then there's like another version of it on Facebook going around. I've had so many people message me like, is this you? And I'm like, I was literally just on a walk. But yeah, there's comments being like, oh, if he was a psychic, he would have known it was P. Diddy's house. I'm like, it doesn't work like that.
That's not how being a psychic works.
Yeah, imagine if as a psychic, you just walk in front of anyone's house and be like, oh, that's their name. That's that.
Right.
It's like, that's just not how it works. But you can't explain yourself to the haters. You can't explain to yourself to the non-believers. And that's where I think
5 million.
Okay, so
views.
There you go, 5 million
you were
views.
So, and it's
but
the one of the most.
There's
viewed
one
videos
on Facebook too
has.
That has like millions and millions. So combined,
yeah.
I think this video has seen like at least 8 million people.
It's got the most views of any other video around it.
Yeah, and all I was saying was, you know, I said, well, we know there's tunnels at the Playboy Mansion, or that there was.
Right, the architectural blueprints show
whether they're used or not. So I just made a comment like, I didn't say that there are tunnels leading to Diddy's house.
He asks you. Yeah. He said, do you think they're connected here? And you say, they could be.
Why not? Like,
why wouldn't they be?
At this
point,
so many conspiracy theories are proving to be true. So at this point, I'm just like, I would believe anything at this point.
I would believe it.
So, you know, they ran with it and it's clickbaity.
Well, of course.
I wasn't channeling. I wasn't like, you know, I was just on a
walk.
Yeah.
You literally
he was,
like
asking, well, what do you feel from that? And I was very general. I was like, oh, I've always just felt like this weird, like, energy darkness there. But like,
right.
If I was to really go there and channel and stuff like that, I'm sure I could pick up on
God.
So much. Because I know you and I have gone on those walks before.
Before we even knew whose homes they were, we were walking around and we'd be like, ooh, it feels a lot colder here, even though we're standing in the middle of the sun and the sun is shining down on us. It's visibly colder in this space.
I think we're spitting facts right now and there's...
Yeah,
there's
a time warp happening.
Okay.
We've walked around Holmby Hills a lot. And my favorite time, I think, we walked around was during Halloween when we saw the hilarious decorations. Like, everybody in Holmby Hills has the best decorations,
the
of course.
The witches on
the cake. Witches. And you were like, here's me.
There was, like, a redhead witch, a blonde witch, and then a witch with half black hair and half white hair. And I go, look at Maggie.
It's me, you, and Katie. Yeah. And then there was something on the gate that was, like, a skeleton. And you were like, and look, all our exes. Literally died. And it was so funny. And like, we walk around in this part of town because not only do we love architecture and we love like this,
so many beautiful mansions,
so much beautiful just stuff is over there, and we had no idea that actually this part of the town has some pretty nefarious history to
it. I mean, I knew the Playboy Mansion was there,
right?
But actually, ironically, I didn't know it was, if you go on, I'm forgetting the street name, but it's on the corner, and I was always thinking it was the other house for some reason. Like, I never, like, actually looked at which one's the Playboy Mansion.
So you come into Holmby Hills.
Charing Cross, that's what it's
called. Yeah, and there's Charing Cross, then there's the road that goes and hits Charing Cross. Mm-hmm. So the road that
if you
go pass
right,
the Spelling
if you
Mansion.
You go to the right? Yeah. If you go to the right, it's the Playboy. If you go to the left, it's P. Diddy's.
Diddy's, and I think Kylie has a house over there.
There's a couple other people, notable people. But, yeah.
And the old story is that, like, a couple older people, like, you know, the iconic older men that are associated with the Playboy Mansion. The theory is that there were tunnels connecting their houses to the Playboy Mansion so that they could get in and out of the Playboy Mansion being undetected.
Yeah, without being seen.
We know that that's not uncommon to for celebrities to do that at all. So I think it's very much reasonable. We've also seen these architectural blueprints that show there are tunnels that lead out of the Playboy Mansion.
And if you Google about it, there's articles that talk about,
the
Reddit this celebrity had this.
So good.
So it's like, my comment wasn't that far-fetched, but it that wasn't like a psychic guess.
It wasn't
that
a prediction.
That was just something that I
you
knew.
You were just spitting
that
facts.
Was just, yeah, I was like, I feel the energy. And
the people in the comments were very aware of that, too. Like, a lot of the people were like, 100%. That's what the video is labeled as when you go into, you search in it, and like the TikTok puts the search terms
on
there.
Diddy
it's
tunnels.
Diddy Tunnels.
Yeah.
Not Diddy Homeland Security. It's Diddy Tunnels. And I went a little bit deeper because I wanted to know, did he build that house or was that a house he bought?
Right.
He bought the land and built the house on it from some famous architectural designer.
Really?
So the house wasn't there during that time, but there could have been another house. So that's why we need to go to
right next to Diddy's is the one that I used to think was the Playboy Mansion.
Yes.
It's the stone one.
Yes.
That's the one you can see into. I always thought that was like the back of the Playboy Mansion, remember?
Right, because it looks like it.
Yes, so for 4 years of living in this neighborhood, I'm thinking, oh, that's the Playboy
Mansion.
When in reality, it was actually to the right
to
down the street.
To the right. And oh my God.
So
let's tell that story.
We were going for a walk one day. I was like, actually, there's a couple times we walked down there, but the first time I was channeling something about, like, I was really channeling that day. And I was like, something about, like, felt like we were going to talk to Holly Madison.
Yes.
Or Bridget, or one of the Playboy girls.
One of the paranormal
one of the
adjacent
girls, one of
Playboy.
The Playboy girls who was into paranormal stuff.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to this, like, we need to talk to you.
We definitely want to talk.
Because
we felt some shit.
Yeah, I was just picking up on, like, there's so much, like, trauma that needs to be healed in the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Even
before it was the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Remember when I found that when we were walking down by there and I was like, that's a really old, like, not fence, but wall.
Oh,
I was like, that's
that,
a
like,
Gilded Age wall.
And like the lamps, the
street lampposts are so old.
Yeah. So there's this, I was like, feeling like I feel called to go over here. And I like go over to that gate or whatever. And I like walk into it, and we have the video. We'll have to post it online.
Yeah, we'll
I
share
start,
it.
I start like glowing blue. Maggie's like, "You're glowing," and I'm like, "What?"
It was insane.
And I was like, "I feel like this is like some weird portal or something."
And then as soon as you said, "I feel like it's a portal," you were like, "We have to get out of here!"
I freak out. But then I go and touch the stone wall, and I got
shocked.
I got shocked. I was like, "Oh my God, I just got shocked." But then we realized later there was a downed
wire,
a live wire, like, hanging off of it.
From
it
that big green, you know, those big green
old posts from, like, the
1930s. Yeah, like, you're walking in Central Park type shit. Yeah.
But it was just weird, and, like, I mean, I don't know.
We have no idea how that happened.
It could have just literally been, like, the electrical current that I felt, obviously.
We try to legitimize
it.
But
it was weird that I felt so called to go over there. We didn't see the downed wire until after.
Yeah, the video is so telling.
And it's like, it was the wall that goes up to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, it was the wall that lines the, it's like the, I want to say it's like the exterior
property line.
Yeah, it's the wall. And it's very old. Like, you can tell that the Playboy Mansion was built in like the 20s. It's a Tudor-style mansion that was built in the 1920s. So that's Gilded Age money that built that. So like an oil baron.
And I kept saying, and we have videos of this.
Yeah.
I kept channeling, and like, call me crazy, but like I kept channeling that there was like old Hollywood spirits or like people from back there that are like disappointed in the way that we've let Hollywood go to shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many old historical buildings in LA that are not being protected. Like, all these movie theaters that are just being knocked demolished. Down. Or they're just, like...
LA yeah, has no demolished, concern.
Or they're just completely boarded up, and it's, like... Ugh, it's sad, because that's history.
That is history.
And why aren't we preserving it?
Right. Why are we and not preserving
so,
it?
I remember just so strongly that
the
day.
The ghosts are mad.
Yeah, like, that's what I said. I was like, I feel like there are spirits here right now that are literally so mad, and they yeah. want to, like... They want to, like, fix up the city. I know that right. sounds so stupid to say, but, like...
But it's not.
I remember feeling it so strongly that day.
Yeah, it was such... And every time we've walked this... Like, the first time that we walked together was insane. Because we were like, let's walk over here and let's put ourselves in these spaces of... We want to manifest this life. We want to manifest these big houses. Oh my. We want to be big.
Should we tell 100%. That story?
100%.
Okay, because this is the first time I've ever talked about this publicly.
Oh my God, this is insane.
Back in October, yeah, we were like manifesting. I was like, Maggie, I want to live in that mansion, this and that. You know, because you got to like feel the energy to manifest.
Create
right?
the future.
You got to visualize. And yeah. sometimes the best way to visualize is not just in your head, but to go there and be like, this is mine.
Right.
I claim this.
Create that elevated emotion.
Right.
So that the universe is like, of course you're getting this. Yeah. Of course I'm going to give this to you because... You've already created it. Fun fact, because of this book I have back here, your brain doesn't know the difference in an experience you create and an experience you imagine. So that's why manifesting in those places is so much more powerful.
Exactly.
Because your brain doesn't know that that hasn't already happened.
Yep.
Your brain just thinks, okay, this is, I feel you doing this. I'm getting this emotional response. Why wouldn't it happen?
It's the lucky girl syndrome.
Yeah, literally.
But yeah, we were like outside this one mansion that low-key looks like the Blank Space
Mansion. We call it the Blank
Space
Mansion.
Yeah, we call it the Blank Space Mansion.
And it's actually going to be on Million Dollar Listing.
Oh, yeah.
That was the next time you went
back.
Yeah,
so another time that I went back, we're getting sidetracked, but I went back and like, it's being sold by Josh Altman from Million Dollar Listing, which is funny because I'm low-key connected to the Bravo world a little bit. So
right.
So another synchronicity there.
The invisible strings.
But yeah, so... We were, like, looking at the house, and I turned to, like, walk out, and this Hollywood, like, tour,
Hollywood
like, the
tour
TMZ,
buses.
The TMZ buses, stops, and they point at me,
they're
like, that
Look,
guy's on
they're
the TV
famous.
Show. Yeah, he goes,
yeah.
he's famous? And I was like, oh, hey, guys, and then he
You're
was
like, yeah, actually, I'm on
like,
a TV
you,
show.
You were on a TV show, and I'm like, I mean, technically, I was on, like, like a cameo of... a couple episodes of the TV show. So I was like, sure. Like, I would just go along with it. And then, like, everyone pulls out their phone and he starts talking. And I like, literally channel a message. I was
he
like,
started channeling
we all need,
immediately.
Yeah, I was like, we all need to be kinder Nicer. To each other. Mm-hmm. We need to compliment each other. I was like, mm-hmm. this world needs more love right now. Because this is at the height of the Palestine and Israel conflict, right? Like, this
was
October when it
this
all
was
really
right
coming
after October 7th.
Yeah. And so, I swear, like, it was just channeled. And someone has that video. It's going to come out one day.
Yeah. Someone on that bus has
that
video.
Everyone had their phone out. All 30 people on that bus had their phone out in my face.
Oh,
and I'm just like,
gosh.
We need to compliment us. I start complimenting people. I'm like, you're beautiful, this, that, blah, blah, blah. Then people start saying it back to me. And then this one guy just points at me and just stares at my soul. He's like, Playboy.
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 Playboy. Playboy. Playboy. Playboy. Over and over again. And I was like just staring at him like, what is this guy
why
saying?
Is
it was
saying
weird.
That?
Like, why is he saying
that?
Like, he was like possessed to point at me and say, Playboy, Playboy, Playboy. And then the guy at the last week goes, that guy's going to be a superstar one day. So we were like, I'm like, Maggie, what that? That was weird. So then we keep walking.
To God's ears.
We keep walking. We're like, all right, let's watch the Playboy. Yeah. Please, God, I claim. We start walking the Playboy Mansion, and another tour bus
Three
comes.
Three buses came by that
and
day.
And they're like, and stops again, and he's like, this
we
guy.
We should talk to him.
He stopped, that one stopped, and goes, he's gonna be famous.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, really? Why'd you say that? He's like, I feel it. And I was like, oh, interesting. Like,
it was
crazy. I walked that street
tons
every
of
other day. I, to this day, have never been stopped again.
We've never seen those buses come up there. And they come up
no,
there
I,
all the time.
I see them come up.
But they've never stopped.
I've never been stopped. That's
it
the
was
thing.
So
I see
crazy.
Them all the time.
Right.
But just that day, there was something in the air that day.
There was something.
And, like,
yeah.
it was weird. And then, like, we walked down the Playboy Mansion. That's when I started saying the whole thing about, like, Holly. Like, I feel like something with Holly Madison or whatever. Like,
you're like, we need to get in touch with Holly Madison.
Yeah, I was like, we could...
Like, I remember you specifically.
There's something we're supposed to do with the Playboy Mansion. And
yeah.
Like, it was just, I don't know how to explain that day, besides the fact that, like...
It was like a time warp.
I realized that people aren't going to believe it and that I sound fucking crazy.
We sound crazy, but, like, we experienced it. We know it was real.
You can't make that up. Like, we were on such a high vibration that day. Yeah. Of, like, manifesting and channeling. Like, when I really tap into my gifts, I really am capable of, like, calling in a lot of stuff. Yeah. And, like, when I unfortunately stopped doing my readings, but when I was doing them, I was getting stuff that, like, freaked me
insane.
Out. I would, like, be like, what?
Right.
How did I know that? Or how did I say that? What made me say that?
Right.
And, like, I know you've experienced that a lot yourself 100%. As a psychic, but I know you've also experienced that with me.
Whoa.
Where I say something that's, like, on your mind, or I say something that you're like, how did you know that?
How did you know that? Or, okay, you're literally reading my mind.
Yeah. So I have to, like, there's, like, the rational side of me and my ego wants to be like,
no,
you're this. That was a dream, and you're crazy. Right. But like, I know it was real.
But that's
like, it's crazy.
Maybe that. I mean, this is what just came to me. Is maybe you're picking up because you're so empathic. Maybe you're picking up on all the like past trauma that's actually been in those spaces because we only know about the Playboy Mansion at Holmby Hills. Learn how to decipher everything and live with a metaphysical mindset with this spirituality guide, perfect for fans of me, Maggie Wilson, author of Metaphysical AF, the podcast you're listening to right now. And if you're a fan of Joe Dispenza books, you're going to love my new book that comes out May 7th. Anyone looking for metaphysical books covering topics such as astral travel, Reiki, quantum collapsing, or numerology will find all that and more in this groundbreaking guide to enlightenment. Push the boundaries of your awareness and live your most metaphysical life with this mind-blowing exploration of esoteric teachings and reality-transcending practices by Maggie Wilson, author of The Metaphysical Cannabis Oracle Deck. Yes, is there a shameless plug for my book in the middle of my podcast? Of course there is, because that's how I manifested it to begin with. I had totally believed this was going to happen, and it did. So let me tell you a little bit more. Metaphysics explores the abstract concepts of space, time, and perception, and dwells in the amazing power of our own minds. This abstract, world-bending, psychedelic guide to metaphysical living is a mission statement for anyone who wishes to push the boundaries of consciousness with exciting esoteric knowledge of all varieties. This exciting and enlightening guides open readers to a brave new world of experience and asks them to be fearless in accessing the unending potential of their awareness. Pre-order your copy now before they come out on May 7th, 2024. Metaphysical AF, harness your dreams in the ethereal realm. And be sure to catch me live on Talk Shop Live the entire month of April so you can ask me questions about the book and get your own signed copy. Now, back to the show.
So Maggie and I, the other time that we went walking in Holmby Hills, we saw an open house for one of the mansions there.
Yes.
We'll have
in Little Holmby.
In Little Holmby, which is just, you know,
right
down
across
the
street.
Right across,
the park.
Yep. And we go in and it's like, everything's original from like the 1940s, 1950s. And it was like walking into a time capsule, but this beautiful mansion. And in this one room, I was like, I walked into it and I remember going to the closet and being like, someone here had extreme trauma, like a teenager or a kid or something. Remember that?
Oh God,
and then
is this the room?
And we go out, and the room had a lock from the outside that would lock the door.
Like a latch lock, what would be in a hotel.
But
remember? On the opposite, on the outside.
Someone locked a kid in there.
Someone locked someone. It was very Cinderella.
Now, okay, we're going to have to go back, but I have the information of whose house that was. It was a famous director, a famous director from like the 1950s or 1960s.
Oh, God.
And I don't want to name them right now, but I have it on my phone.
Wow. I remember this.
Okay, so it was the house of Blake Edwards. He began taking jobs as an actor during World War II. So the house is
Hollywood.
It's connected to Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah.
So
silent film.
Yeah, I'll just be so curious. Like, and they had a divorce. I don't know. Like, there was something in that house.
Somebody
got locked in that room.
And the lady who was showing us the house didn't even realize that either. Because remember when we walked out and I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why is that on the outside of the door? And she was like, oh.
We have videos of all this stuff, so if you guys are listening to this and you're interested, follow me on Instagram.
Because this is, like, this also gets into, like, the silent film era and all of this, like, old Hollywood history.
The old trauma of Hollywood. Like, think of someone like,
This was when they were doing those kiddie films.
Shirley Temple.
And how fucked up that shit was.
And not to change subjects, but like everything that's coming out with Nickelodeon right now.
Oh.
It's crazy. As someone who experienced abuse as a child. And yeah.
I have a really good friend who's a Getty photographer. And he specifically said when this post came out about Nickelodeon, Quiet on Set, he was like, do not let your kids in Hollywood. He's like, I've been photographing people since the 90s. Every 90s iconic photo that you've ever seen is taken by this man.
Can I tell you, I watched Quiet on Set. I was so emotional, especially seeing everything that happened to Drake Bell.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, I auditioned for all that. I just sent in a self-tape. But I always said to my mom, I was like, damn, I could have been a child actor. Like, why didn't we try harder? I remember auditioning for American Juniors.
You were being protected.
American Juniors. Like, I had a great voice. And all these opportunities kept falling through.
Wow.
And, dude, thank God I wasn't a child actor.
Wow, you were definitely being protected.
Because like, I had already been abused. I was abused at age 8.
Yeah.
So I almost normalized that. So right. I would have went on set and been like, oh, this is what's normal. Supposed to
be. Like, you have this sense of trust of like, oh, of course they're not going to do anything wrong.
But I truly do feel like, and to really wrap it all up together.
To the
is
house.
The reason why we've both experienced abuse, and I think we've channeled this together.
100%.
Is that it helps me really to, like, not only relate to other people that have, but when I'm channeling, I'm able to, like, get messages mm-hmm. and like, connect it. So, for example, I did a reading who I was like, okay, I feel like your friend's coming through. He passed of suicide. Mm-hmm. She's like, yep. I'm like, he had addiction, too. And she goes, yep. I'm like, okay, he had an addiction because something happened to him when he was a kid. She goes, yep. Wow. I'm like, okay, we're on the right path. I'm like, someone that he trusted, I was like, I don't know. Was it a parent maybe? And she's like, no, not a parent. But yeah, someone that he trusted. No, he was abused. He was sexually abused by his priest.
Oh, no.
And the reason why I was able to pick up on this is that his spirit showed me being sexually abused as a kid.
Whoa.
And that's how I was able to channel this message. She was crying. I was like, I mean, that reading was one of the craziest that I've done.
Wow.
But, like, these things, these bad things that we've experienced in life, it's, mm-hmm. like, at the end of the day, it's for a reason. And, like, it sounds crazy, but, like, everything that's coming out in Hollywood with Diddy, with Nickelodeon.
That's only the tip of the iceberg. Yeah,
and when we walk past the Playboy Mansion, it's, like, I'm so passionate about wanting to, like, heal people and their mm-hmm. trauma and everything that they experience, whether they're alive or dead.
Right.
Because we connect to spirit.
The unseen is just like the seen. As above, so below. I like to say side to side, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, bringing it all back to this house. We were in this house.
And I picked that up before we even saw the lock.
Right. And you know why we went to that house?
Go ahead.
Why did we go there? Do you remember
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. You're going to make me cry. Okay. So we go up and we're just like, where is this open house? And the street is literally called Birchwood. Mm-hmm. Maggie's mom's mm-hmm. last name was Birch.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's been so many weird signs that we've gotten together.
Yeah. From our past loved ones. From our loved ones that are specifically past. When we're together, we get insane messages.
But so we turn on to Birchwood. And
we're looking for this house.
Maggie goes, oh, Birchwood. Like, my mom's last name is Birch. I was like, wow, we can't find the house because, like, it was just like a random open house sign, like pointing. It wasn't pointing directly to
the
house.
At the end of the street.
And then I go, oh my God, Maggie, I'm getting a download from my grandfather, my papa Jiki. Well, we call him Papa Jiki. His name is Papa Jorkino. Or Papa Jack.
Yeah.
And I heard this humming. It was like the humming of a pump.
Yeah, it sounded like a pool pump or a fountain.
A pool pump. And now we know it was the fountain of the house.
Yeah.
But it sounded like a pool pump. And I got triggered to
a memory. It stopped you.
Yeah. It stopped me in my tracks. I go, oh my God, I hear a pool pump.
We're in the middle of the street.
And I was like, Maggie, I was like, my grandfather's here right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, that pool pump is just bringing me back to like sitting in my grandpa's yard mm-hmm. by the pool with him and just hearing that humming of the
mm-hmm.
pump. I go and I'm like, oh, wow, this house looks so Italian. It had these iron wrought
Yeah,
wrought iron gates
yeah.
that looked so familiar to my Papa's house.
Yeah.
And it had like a New York vibe to it. Like this, the house had a New York Italian vibe for some reason.
It was. And it was totally different.
And there's an open house sign. That was the house.
And you said, oh my God, this is the house.
I was like, what? I was like, so before we even knew that that was the open house,
we were just stopped in the street. You were getting messages.
Getting messages from your mom, getting messages from my papa. Yeah. So like, we were divinely guided to that house.
To that house. And it was just like a random day. We're just going to see where spirit leads us. We're just going to have a little walk and see what happens. We see that open house sign. We're like, ooh, okay, let's go walk around an open house. Let's, you know, we're trying to manifest these big things in our life anyway. So we're like, let's get in this house.
Maggie's like talking to the realtor, like, yes, my client Brett here is interested in buying the house. He's like, what's your budget? I was like, like 2.5-3 million. He's like, oh, this is 6 million. I'm like, oh, up to 6 million.
Yeah, we're like, you know, whatever. The house was so cool, and it was,
I'm having another open house.
I'm like, yeah, so this house was incredible. It had all the old architecture. It faced the street.
Such charm. I'm definitely gonna post some videos. And
I hope it's sold. But the lady who was showing us the house was also like, I feel like this is an old Italian lady, an old European lady,
an old English lady.
Yeah. And we were like, we don't know.
There was this beautiful room that you, like a library that you could like write in. And I was like, someone wrote movie scripts over there. Remember I said that?
Because it was so.
I have videos of it.
And you did say that.
So this is before we looked up who lived in the house. So it's weird because I was channeling stuff. I was like,
someone definitely wrote here.
Movie scripts or did movies in this corner over here. And then we go and look, and it's like this big director, producer in Hollywood.
Yeah, silent film director from the 1930s,
His family was in Hollywood.
All of his family was in Hollywood.
It's
just
weird. It was cool. I just love that neighborhood so much. There's so much magic up there, but there's also so much trauma.
There's a lot of trauma. It's just crazy that
Diddy's house is up there.
Yeah, it's just so interesting that his house is there. Touching on that, Hall, there is some trauma and stuff there in this area still. It made me, when you specifically said something, when he asked you about the tunnels, going back to that TikTok video, it immediately made me think of the conspiracy theories.
Right.
Of how, there were all these nefarious things happening at the Playboy Mansion, but it never came out until Holly started doing these shows and talking about, the Playboy murders and all of this other stuff that's, everything that everybody thought was a conspiracy theory was verified.
Everything with, Amanda Bynes or Britney Spears. You look at the Free Britney movement. Everyone thought that was all a conspiracy that she was being controlled.
Yeah.
Bitch, she was being controlled for 13 years.
And she probably
Amanda
still
Bynes
is.
Was abused.
Yeah.
Like, all these things that were, it's conspiracies. It's conspiracy. No, they're just crazy. They have trauma from being famous at a young age.
Does somebody know how many conspiracy theories have actually been, verified versus how many have not?
And I used to be, 10 years ago, that person that thought conspiracy theorists were crazy. And now I find 100%. Myself being, When you're, psychically inclined and when your third eye is open, you're kind of just like, oh my God. No,
Yeah, and when
a lot of these things aren't so crazy.
We know. As humans, just like we all have intuition, we know when something's not right.
Yeah.
We just know. And, this brings us to, the bridge collapse. So I actually brought that up because I saw the Visit California's TikTok page. Whoever is the social media manager for Visit California should probably get fired.
Why?
Because they posted a video of the Golden Gate Bridge with a giant beach ball beside it that looked like it was going to take out the bridge. And said, the caption was, we might need a bigger bridge. And all the comments, literally, I don't show you.
What?
All the comments were
they posted that right after the Baltimore thing?
Bad timing. Very bad timing.
That's right after the
Baltimore thing. I showed it to Brandon today, and I was like, did this really, did someone really, I was like, this had to be a scheduled post.
That had happened.
Went up, and someone was like, oh, shit.
Did they take it down?
I don't know if they took it down, but I screen recorded it.
Oh, that is. No, what? Oh, I was not expecting that.
No.
That is so bad.
I was like, oh my God. It looks like it's crashing into the bridge. And all the comments are like, whoa.
Not only is it bad timing, it's just not good.
Yeah, it's just not good at all. AI saw the word bridge surged in search popularity and made this. That's the only logical explanation.
Wow.
This is the epitome of read the room.
Yeah.
So, visit California. Come on.
That
is not the best.
Well, this isn't related, but it is related to people not thinking things through. I guess my friend just told me that Bose, is that the headphones?
Headphones, yeah.
They're like getting canceled right now because they just released this commercial where this guy is like has his headphones on and he's just like jamming out to the music so hard, but he looks like a crazy person and he's just like talking and singing and like making all these movements. And then in the commercial, all the people that are walking towards him like get scared and walk on the other side of the road.
Oh God, is it a black man?
It's not. If they're a person of color, then they really fucked up. But no, it's not. But they're all coming for them. Like, oh, this is offensive to people that have schizophrenia. Or this is offensive to like homeless people on the streets. Like, we shouldn't be scared of these people. And like, I get it.
Get that. But
I don't think it's that. You shouldn't be that upset about
Right.
But
right. Right.
Like, you do have to think these things through before you put them on social media, especially when it's like a big company like Bose, like
right.
Or a big company like Visit California. Are you not thinking, like, who's approving these?
Where's the focus group?
Right.
Where's the focus group that they're like, okay, here's our next potential ad. What do you think? And someone would say specifically that. Oh, that might make people feel a certain type of way.
And in this day and age, like, you have to be more careful.
Yeah.
Everyone's almost too sensitive these
they're
days.
They're waiting for something.
Yeah.
To come at.
But, like, yeah, I was like, well, I could see why people would be upset with that. Like, you're kind of saying, like, someone who's just, like, talking to themselves or, like, singing out loud to themselves,
right.
You should be scared of them. Like, no.
Right.
What, are we not allowed to, like, sing and have fun anymore? Are you,
right.
People think you're crazy? That's
right.
Such a bad message to send. Bose, hit me up. I got a campaign for you. My song, Be More Brave.
Yes.
And you could have someone listening to it.
Right.
And then you get people to be like, be more brave.
Ooh.
And start singing out loud and jamming
Ooh.
Out to the music rather than being scared of them. You know
yes.
I mean?
Literally, like, someone listening to your song, not knowing that the song is also playing on the subway, on the radio, when they're walking out, so that they're taken over by the music, not whatever
rather
else.
Rather than being scared of them, thinking they're crazy
right.
person, being like, oh, they're really vibing to that music. Like,
I can't believe there's such a fear-based music commercial that's
kind
of very odd. I wouldn't expect that in
yeah.
Bose marketing.
But that just reminded me, because my friend Tina told me about it yesterday, and
oh
I was
my
laughing.
God.
I was like,
oh. Like
right.
the Baltimore Bridge collapse,
yeah,
where
like,
it's like,
I mean,
thought it was an accident until everyone was saying it was an accident.
And it happened the day after the Diddy thing. And how much blackmail does Diddy have? The bridge is named after the guy who wrote the national anthem.
It's
one of the biggest ports in America, or it's the biggest port on the East
Coast.
On the East Coast,
it's the biggest port on the East Coast for automotive.
Imagine if, like, the Long Beach, like, where we are right now recording this,
if
that port closed, like, things would be
Can you imagine?
So expensive.
It would be insane.
I don't know. It's just, I don't want to believe that things are, like, planned, but you do have to question everything.
Right, you have to question everything, and there's a reason back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, mother, should I trust the government? No.
Yeah. I'm a total hippie. I don't trust the government, left or right, bitch. I don't trust anyone.
None
okay?
of them are good.
If it's government, I don't trust them.
To be changed.
Oh, yeah.
Things need to actually change, and neither one of the candidates that we have right now on the Republican or the Democratic side...
Yeah.
Like, that's not where we're at anymore. And the conspiracy theorists told us this shit a long time ago.
Right. It's all coming to light, and I apologize to anyone that I used to call crazy.
Yeah,
because now I'm the crazy one. Just kidding. But no, like, for real, I actually just went on a YouTube show, Brian Tirada, I believe his name is, and it was with other conspiracy theorists, and we talked about different things. We talked about, like, 9/11. We talked about COVID.
Oh, and you're a New Yorker.
Yes, and I have family that are FDNY that were in 9/11.
Yeah.
I know people who died in 9/11, so I was
wow.
like, I don't want to believe that it was an inside job, but we started talking about it, and then I was like, oh, the more we talk about it, I'm like, it totally was an inside job.
Yeah,
to some extent.
Yeah.
Like,
we know that, like, we know based on our food, we know based on what
that's another thing we
the
talked
thing
about.
The government is not trying to make us better. We're not trying to be a healthy country.
Right.
They,
I said the government's purposely trying
literally.
To poison us so that way it benefits the healthcare
100%.
System. Like why I talked about why are all these ingredients that are banned in Europe legal here?
Yeah.
Right?
You take ketchup from London and ketchup
from
friggin' Knoxville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. It's completely different.
Yeah.
Completely
so,
different.
So, yeah, I just, it's funny that, like, I've gotten to that point, and I think a lot of people are waking up, but it's like, I used to be like, oh my God, I would never say that.
But right. It's
like, question everything. When you stop questioning things in life and you conform and you become complacent, like, it's okay to question things, and we shouldn't be called crazy to question things. Now, right. I agree that I'm a very middle ground person. I'm a Gemini. I always see both sides of everything. So
yeah.
I'll never be an extremist in one way or an extremist
in the other. I love
playing
devil's advocate.
I love playing
devil's advocate. What if it's not that way?
That's why I've lost so many friends last year. Because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not just going to be team this person.
I'm not.
How about we look at
both sides? We can be diplomatic and not argue.
I was a peer mediator in middle school in 7th and 8th grade.
See.
I'm the middle child. I'm a Gemini. God has made me to be this person that, like, is going to always see both sides.
Yes.
Question all things. So it's like, don't be afraid to look on both sides.
Yeah, don't be afraid to question everything.
And don't be so quick to, like, point fingers.
Yeah.
100%. Try to hear people out. Try to...
My fiancé says the best thing. He says there's three sides to every story. Their side, the other side, and the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. That's actually, like, huge when you think about it. Like...
Yeah.
There's so much that we've been told. Like, our, you know, even now, we look at it and we see how, like, things are trying to be changed in history. Like, how, you know... Certain people don't want to talk about certain things because it makes America look bad or
right.
whatever. And it's like, that's the history.
Look at who writes our history textbooks. It's all the same
history is written by the victors.
Look at, like, you know, like, I mean, we could talk about this on another podcast, but like, when you look at who controls everything, it's all like a monopoly at the end of the day.
Yeah, there's six companies that own all of the media. Six. Yeah. That's it. So, like, you can't tell me that... It doesn't matter if you're watching Fox News, CNN, or KTLA. It doesn't matter. They all, you can see these compilations of news stations all over the country saying the same thing.
That's the real reason why I think they want to ban TikTok, not because of China.
Exactly.
But it's because we are spreading the truth on TikTok. We're showing stuff that's happening in real time.
Right.
That the media doesn't want
can't
us to
censor.
See.
They can't censor TikTok. That's
and
why they want to ban it.
Scares the shit out of the U.S. government more than China.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we are... being finally fed the
sovereign.
Truth. Back in the day, decades ago, it was just what you saw on TV. It was just what you read in the
newspaper.
Now,
yeah.
we get the source direct
from
the source.
On the ground.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like, but, like, I looked this up as soon as, because I feel very much like people get on a bandwagon of something, and then they just stay on that bandwagon until the next bandwagon comes along, and then they jump on that. There's so much hidden behind the veil.
But the point of this podcast, and hopefully... You know, we're going to wrap this up, is that Maggie and I will hopefully be co-hosting more together.
Absolutely.
And podcasting together.
This is insane that we've already been talking for 45 minutes.
Yeah, and I hope that you guys, I hope that you guys
doesn't
enjoyed
feel...
this episode. Because,
yeah.
like, there's so much more that I know I have to say.
Yeah, we have so
but,
much to talk about.
You know, as...
We only talked about our one visit to Holmby Hills.
Oh,
we've had other visits where we have deep videos of... The glowing, the live wire, the voice recordings, the angel numbers on the car.
Oh, we have stories. I mean, we have stories from the beach today even.
Oh my God.
There's so much to talk about, so I'm excited to come
continue.
On and to get to know, like, the people that are listening to your podcast. 100%. And hopefully bring in some new, fresh energy
Absolutely.
Into this podcast.
My podcast listeners are great, and I have a shit ton of podcast listeners in Finland. Which is, like,
Ooh.
An amazing country, if you didn't know. I did a bunch of research after I went number one on their chart.
Oh, I had a bestie that was from Finland when I lived in England. Her name was Nora.
Ooh, hey, Nora, I hope you're listening. Maybe maybe the invisible string will really invisible
maybe.
String.
I haven't talked to Nora in, like, 10 years.
Oh,
so.
My God. But, yes, thank you so much, Brett, for coming and chatting and being a co-host here.
Yeah.
I feel like we really got a lot. Like, we covered a lot.
Yeah.
And we have so much more to even cover, so... This is going to be great. This is a long episode, but thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. Do you have any last words? Tell people where they can find you on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Find me on Instagram, TikTok, BrettKen13. Or if you want to listen to my music, my new music handle on Instagram is JackDazzo, JACDAZZO.
And that'll be linked in the show notes.
You can listen to my single, Be More Brave, on Spotify and Apple Music.
Yeah, follow his Spotify.
Follow me on Spotify.
Get those monthly listeners
and
up.
Yeah, I'm just excited to talk more about the magic that happens between me and Maggie. Because really, when we are together, these... crazy things, these crazy synchronicities happen.
We get reminded that, like, this shit is real.
Yeah, and we want to just, like, keep normalizing that stuff for all you guys out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Love you. Thanks for being here. Love you. Bye.